Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today,
except for that one thing.
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
I admit it, it doesn't look like much. In fact, without a microscope, it doesn't look like anything. But look closely, and there, right before your eyes, is life. Blue eyes and blonde hair, or green eyes and red hair, all there. There is nothing to add to this recipe except time and a safe place to while away the approximately 6,720 hours of gestation. It's how we all began. Each hour, each moment, each second, we grew and our range of experience broadened. Unless something tragic happens to interrupt the process, or someone purposely interrupts the process. Especially now, the unless is if this life happens to have been created in vitro and there isn't a safe place for gestation immediately available. Life, always vulnerable, has become especially vulnerable in this case, largely due to President Barack Obama's signature March 9th of the Stem Cell Executive Order and Scientific Integrity Presidential Memorandum, which opened the pathway for federal funding on embryonic stem cell research. That gateway was closed 8 years ago by a similar signature event by then-President George W. Bush. We all knew this day was coming. I have written before of my instantaneous reaction to the television coverage of the civil rights movement and how that movement has helped to shape my character throughout my life. Though I couldn't have been much more than 8 or 9 years old at the time, I remember asking my mom why what was happening, and I clearly remember her explanation of the Jim Crow laws, how they specifically segregated people of color, forcing them to use separate drinking fountains, restrooms, and restaurants, simply because of the color of their skin. Even at age 9, I knew that was wrong, by every definition of the word. Given that, it doesn't surprise me that many voters were more than pleased to take the first opportunity afforded them to cast their ballot for the first black presidential candidate ever to receive his party's nomination. Frederick Douglass was actually the first black presidential candidate receiving one vote from the Kentucky delegation at the Republican convention in Chicago in 1888. One thing stood in the way, or one thing should have, for people who call themselves followers of Jesus Christ, children of God. Barack Obama is unapologetically pro-choice. He made no effort to hide that fact, though on at least one occasion he utilized a rather disingenuous ploy to skirt the issue, claiming during an interview with Pastor Rick Warren that a specific answer about when a baby is entitled to human rights is above his pay grade. Apparently that didn't matter. Post-election polls show that 54% of voting Catholics voted for Mr. Obama, as did 52% of Protestant other Christian, including evangelical voters, and 78% of Jewish voters. That's from the Pew Forum, November 5, 2008. In any case, his signature Monday should have been a moot point in terms of embryonic stem cell research. Many studies have concluded that during the years that embryonic stem cell research was somewhat stymied by the lack of federal funds, stem cells from non-embryonic sources were proven viable in and of themselves. In fact, they have produced therapies for more than 70 human ailments. Also, just in the last 16 months, scientists have found a way to convert adult stem cells into cells nearly identical in properties to embryonic stem cells called induced pluripotent stem cells. Therefore, there was no scientific or medical reason to release federal funds to further the study of embryonic stem cells. Obama, a gifted orator, said immediately prior to signing the order, which was met with great enthusiasm, "As a person of faith,
you have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of There's a New no Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m.
With us.
Only
the urgent
on
work of giving substance to hope and answering those many bedside prayers.
If you have any questions or comments,
seeking
please email us at
like
goodnews@cooknet.com.
And incurable.
This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.
That those words were, in fact, retired from our vocabulary some 2,000 years ago on the morning of the third day when Christ arose. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:25-26.